Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." Abraham said it. Jacob said it. Even Joseph, who would find himself behind the bars of a prison cell, spoke the words. Moses, before burning bush, shoes off and heart humbled, he said it to God. The prophet Isaiah, when God asked, "Who shall I send? Who will go?" responded with the words. And Ananias in the book of Acts, when called out by God to go and lay hands on a man named Saul who persecuted the church that would one day be called Paul and preach to the Gentiles this message, Ananias said it. They all heard the call, the voice, the word of God speak to them in some way to ask of them more, to be and to do what others at times would not. And in each place and posture of their life, they all answered with the affirming words, "Here am I." It was more than just the place where their feet was planted in. It was that, but it was more than that. It was a place of the heart, a determined direction, a discipline of desire, if you would. Samuel heard his name called. It was in the middle of the night. He supposed it had been Eli, the priest, that had called to him, but it was not. Samuel had been given back to God by his mother because of God fulfilling his promise to her of giving her a son. So her promise to God in return was that she would bring him, Samuel, to the house of God, and there he would remain dedicated to God for what he had done for her. We can never underestimate the incredible importance of where and in what we place our life and the life of our children in. Often, we ask God for prayers, for our prayers and petitions to be answered, and then when they are, we forget to honor God with the answer to those prayers. Understand this. Were it not for the faithful follow-through of the mother of Samuel, Israel would have never heard the voice of that prophet. In your care could be the one that reaches generations, one that reaches a generation that you will never see, a life that will live out the will of God, that brings souls to salvation and ultimate glory to God, a voice that will speak when all others are silent. In your care, it could be this day. Where you place yourself is ultimately where you place them. For if Samuel's mother would have never placed him there, he could have never placed himself in a proximity with the tangible presence of the ark to be able to hear the voice of God in that place. "Here am I," he said. When the word came, he did not know how to articulate it, to understand it. He didn't know where it was coming from or where it was leading, but still nonetheless, he heard it. Look at this, if you would, please. The place that we put ourselves in the Spirit determines our ability and availability to be led by the Spirit. Samuel heard the voice of God because he put himself close to the things of God. There was a proximity that he intended in his life. I recognize it was put there first by his mother, and that's important to understand. But ultimately, he put himself in a proximity with the things of God so that he could hear from God. Proximity matters. It matters what you surround yourself with. God is no respecter of persons, the word says, but he is. Understand this. He is a respecter of desire. The word said that he draws nigh to those that draw nigh to him. Many struggle in their relationship with God and wonder why, when if they would just simply look around their life and see what they are surrounded by, what they are surrounding themselves with the answer would probably be evident why they are struggling. We ingest and digest so many things that are contrary to a spiritually healthy life, and we wonder why we are weak and sickly spiritually, as the word said. God's crowded out because of all the carnal things that we are comfortable with, and we expect him to be comfortable with it as well, because in our mind, grace allows that place of comfort. No, God gets crowded out because we do not put ourselves where he is and where he can speak to us clearly. It matters. Understand this. It matters who you and I surround ourselves with. Look at this in Corinthians. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. The things you are hearing could prevent the very thing that you need to hear this day. The tongue, be it yours or be it theirs, it's like a helm of a boat. Even though it's small, James said, it still nonetheless steers it. What's communicated to you or by you ultimately affects you. It pushes your life in a direction. It sets the course of your life, what you're allowing yourself to be surrounded by, who you're allowing yourself to be surrounded by, the things that are consuming your mind and your attention and ultimately your affection. Samuel had to learn the difference in the voice of God and that of Eli, and it was all determined by where he simply put himself. Well, his mother brought him there. It ultimately was up to him where he would remain. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, Daniel demonstrated it three times a day in a place of captivity, windows wide open, voice lifted, and he prayed continually, knowing the opposition, knowing what was going on around him. He still prayed. The place where he put himself enabled him to survive in a place that he was put in, a place called Babylon, and ultimately a den of lions. Where you stand in your spiritual life is determined by your desire. How you stand is determined by your discipline. You understand that? Where you stand in your spiritual life is determined by your desire. How you stand is determined by your discipline. Jesus chose to stand in the face of opposition and rejection, a beaten back, a crown of thorns, the cruelty of a cross, yet he put himself in a place so that we could have ultimately a place in him. The excuses that we often hide behind, blaming this or that person or personality, tangibles or time, family or friends, can be the very things that keep us from the place that God wants us and needs us to be, so that we might be used of him and ultimately be saved. Paul said in Corinthians that when he became a man, I need everyone to understand this. Those of you that are listening to this, please grasp this. Paul said that when he became a man and when he matured, in other words, he put away childish things. He put them to the side. They were no longer necessary. He was saying that he simply took responsibility for his spirituality. His spirituality was not dependent on another. His salvation needed to be worked out on its own through him, by what he believed, by where he stood, where he placed his life. Here am I. Without hesitation came the response of a Samuel. It was not clear to him at first, but it did not stop him from being willing. You understand that he may not have been able to completely articulate what was being said, how it was being said, what needed to be responded to, how it needed to be responded to. But nonetheless, he put himself in a place to be willing to hear. It took time for him to be able to articulate and understand. Look at this in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, the 21st verse. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. God revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. The revelation, hear this, the revelation of the will of God is found through the word of God. When it is placed in our life, it in turn places us in his will. When there is submission, when there is obedience to it, when we put our life in the word of God and the word of God in our life, then we are putting ourselves in a place where there can be the revelation of the will of God for our life, to submission to that, and obedience for salvation. God's trying to speak to you this day, to lead you, to save you. Jesus said, if any man have ears, let him hear. Where you put yourself spiritually, somebody hear this, where you put yourself spiritually determines your ability to hear what God is speaking to you. It matters what you hear. It matters where you are hearing it from. If he never hears from you and I, how can you and I ever really hear from him? If there's no room in our life for him, how can we be close to him and he close to us? If our hands are full, how can he give us more? If we're not putting ourselves in the place spiritually where we should be, how can we ultimately be saved? Samuel lived near the Ark of God. He lived near the Ark of God, the tangible presence of his spirit and power. Where is your life being lived right now? I ask you to look around, take inventory, to notice, to see what it is. Where is your life being lived right now? What is it that you're placing around you? What voices are you listening to? What things are most important? For it could determine your ultimate salvation. So let it be that your prayer this day is, here am I. God, use me. God, save me. Pray with me right now. Father, I pray for everyone that's listening to this, watching this. I pray for their life, for their home, for the children, the people around them. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, for those that are lost, that they would come to repentance and baptism in your name, Jesus, and the infilling of your spirit for salvation. I pray that every one of us, God, every one of us listening to this, no matter where we are, what's going on around us, that we would determine right now that if there is a change that is needed in our life, to put ourselves in a proximity of the Spirit, to place ourselves, to put our life in that place where we might be saved and hear from you and convicted by the things of the Spirit so that we might be converted. God, help it to be so. Help it to be that somebody right now that's listening would recognize it's time for them to come back to church. Help it to be that somebody that's listening to this to know that though they might seem to be astray, that they are not that far and they can find their way back to you. And those that are wondering, God, what to do and what seems to be a time and state of confusion in many people's lives, I pray that you would help them to know that you are the Prince of Peace this day and perfect peace can be found through you. And in you, God, and in your word. And so, Lord, help us right now. Help us, Lord, to know the place where we need to put our life. To know the place we need to put it every day by prayer, by your word, every service, every time the opportunity is given to be near you, God, so that we can hear from you, so that we can be saved, so that we can be moved by the Spirit to the things that need to be understood and responded to. So, God, I pray right now. I pray for the man that is listening to this, to stand and realize now is the time to respond. Now is the time to be saved. They cannot delay. For the wife, for the mother, for the children in the home, God, that we as a people would understand this is the day that our house must be houses of prayer and places of revival. So God, speak expressly right now to someone. I pray in Jesus' name. Touch them, God. Draw them by your Spirit to this place of salvation. Help them to know, Lord, that you are the hope of their life. You are the meaning of life. And so, God, move right now, I pray. And I ask this humbly, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.